producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Some of the issues of the day. I thought Roberta was going to be here. Where's Roberta?
I don't know.
Roberta. No, Roberta, what's the story with Roberta?
We'll put out an APB.
Yeah, do that. Would you please? Jennifer Horn here on Good Day, along with Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington.
Oh, she is here. Good morning. I'm here, she says.
I put out an APB. Right,
just like that. Bing, bang, boom. There's a Justice Department study that concludes that black Americans are more than twice as likely as white Americans to experience non-fatal force or the threat of force from the police. I thought it was pretty interesting, Rishi, those of us who are radio rats, this is a sort of inside radio story.
Yeah.
May help tell a little bit of the story of how confusing this whole matter is in America. You are familiar with the group Media Matters.
Right.
Definitely.
They are pretty left of center. They don't like media that is right of center. And they've had their shots, certainly with Rush Limbaugh and with many other people who do talk radio programs that present issues from the right. I laugh about some of the things that I hear from some of these characters. Mark Levin is not exactly someone who, I know he's fairly popular, but he has a particular point of view, and he likes to tout and taunt these people. There have been a lot of people who say, okay, we've got Black History Month, how come we don't have White History Month? You know, that kind of stuff. I don't know how, I think it goes a little far, as much as we may or may not agree or disagree. If you saw the Paul Ryan piece on 60 Minutes, it addressed this issue. Would people on the radio call the president a lowlife? I think that goes too far. I don't think that's appropriate. It isn't really, it doesn't help to solve any of the problems. All of this chatter, although stuff that we might agree with, many of us agree with the consternation that we feel, the frustration that we feel with having the weight of not getting things done on our shoulders. But this, as Paul Ryan pointed out, is not the way to get it better. And at some point, somebody has to draw the line. Somebody's got to say, okay, this is far enough. And I think that Ryan may be the guy to do that. I was really quite impressed with the way he presented himself and his philosophy. I would like to think that there will be something that will come out of that.
I thought it was also interesting. He, you know, they said, well, first you said no, then you said yes. What's the deal? He said, well, taking the job to be speaker.
Yeah.
And he said, well, quite honestly, he goes, I'm home every Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, with my
whereas the speaker's job is out raising money every Saturday and Sunday for some politician around the country.
Yeah, I think Boehner traveled like 300 days last year.
And
that was, he was really clear. He's like, you know, I want to be home. My kids are babies.
Right. He's, my kids are like 8, 10, and 13. And he goes, this is where I need to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, he goes, once I realized I could reconstruct the job so that that could happen, and then they asked him, he said, you don't have a home in Washington, D.C.? And he said, no.
My God, could you?
They said, where do you sleep? He says, I sleep on my couch in my office. And he said, where do you shower? He goes, I get up in the morning, I go to the gym, I shower, I go to work, I work from 8 o'clock in the morning till 11:30 at night, I go to sleep, I wake up the next morning, I do it again, and on Friday I come home.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, talk about a work ethic. Mm-hmm. I get a lot of respect for that guy. And the more I watched him, the more I liked his feel. I just liked the way he came across. And his wife looked like she was scared to death to be there.
Yeah. She is not used to it. And they asked her about that, too. They were very interesting. They said, you know, we got kind of a special thing here because you don't do interviews. And she's like, no, we try to keep out of the spotlight so that we can hang out with our friends. And, and she was very uncomfortable.
That's
and
the way it's supposed to be. The citizen legislature is supposed to be just that, not the professional legislature.
Right.
The citizen. Ryan said that he wasn't really even planning on doing this. Somebody said, why don't you run for Congress? Okay, I run for Congress. But he was going to do something. He's trained in a whole different area. Yeah. And he says, you know what? If this goes away, then I'll do something else. What a great way to look at all of the issues in life that we face and we fear. And
you feel like he's doing it for the right reasons. You know how I've been telling you, Dougie, we've been talking, obviously, you can't get away from it. When we watch the debates, what candidates do we like? Who do we not like? And I keep telling you, there's something that I'm missing with Marco Rubio. He's like a darling of the GOP. They love him. And I can't, you know, it's like,
darling of the people with money who want to control.
Well, I figured out what it is. I finally, because I'm like,
he wants to be the president.
Yeah, well, his political aspirations, I feel, are not for the greater good so much as for his own advancement.
Yeah,
and I think that's exactly what it is.
You
that's
see somebody like Obama did the same thing. He ran for president in his first term, never really did anything in the Senate. And this guy's doing the same thing. He's a big, phony $3 bill.
It was bothering me because I'm like, why don't I like this guy? Like, he makes my spine shiver a little bit. And I think that's what it is.
He's so fake. He's so transparent.
Right, exactly.
No, but you know, it's funny, Jen, in that same vein, Trump is, he's so transparent, like, I wanted it, it'd be great for me, but I don't really need it.
That's why I like it, because he doesn't need it.
Yeah, I don't
and
really
I think
need
he's
it.
Doing
if this
it.
Doesn't happen, I'm still rich.
Yeah. He's actually going, you know, I'm actually losing money while I'm running for the presidency. I mean, that's what he...
So that's one thing, even though I don't like Trump, that's one thing I do respect about him.
Because he's trying to do it for the right reasons, I think.
Yeah, right. What has he got to lose? What has he got to gain?
Well, we all have
smaller house and a smaller paycheck.
We all have things that move us. We're motivated by different things. Some people are motivated by love. Some people are motivated by money. Some people are motivated by whatever their status in life is. Some people are motivated by love of animals, love of their family. Whatever it is, we're all motivated. The important thing is to have a motivation.
Yes, and you look at, you know, I always go, why do I actually like Bernie Sanders over Hillary Clinton? Like, Hillary Clinton's a little more conservative. Bernie Sanders is an admitted socialist. I don't agree with him on anything, but Bernie Sanders is at least doing it, I think, for the right reasons, where, again, you look at Hillary, who just is really set on being the first woman president, and it's less to do about what she can do and more about her ambitions.
Mm-hmm.
And Bernie is like, you know, I don't know. I just feel like he's more in it with pure reasons.
Yeah, I think you're right. Hi to Lansing, Michigan, 14 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a sleeve.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards are not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
The secret to mastering Black Friday shopping is Kohl's. So right now at Kohl's.com, get Black Friday deals online, like 50% off toys, $7.99 after rebate kitchen electric, and 70 to 75% off fine and silver jewelry. Shop new online-only doorbusters each day through Wednesday. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. The best Black Friday ever is online now at Kohl's.com. Kohl's. Flex styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 9966 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 9966.
She's the queen of chicks, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Hello.
Roberta Fasanelli is here with a Queen of Sheep report to get Monday started from her vantage point. What do we have, Roberta?
Oh, let's talk. You don't need Black Friday. We got deals for you now. The Body Shop. Buy three, get three free, plus get free shipping. These make great stocking stuffers or like office holiday gifts that you may have to give out. So we have all the information for you at DougStephan.com. Also, Target. You just go buy your steak and eggs and milk and bread and all that, spend $50, and they will give you a $10 gift card. That's right, folks, $10 gift card with a $50 food and beverage purchase at Target. And, you know, I've done some food shopping at Target. You don't think about Target and food, but there's some pretty good stuff there. I was really surprised. We have the coupon codes for you, how to get it. You just have to text the word food to a specific number, and we have that number for you at DougStephan.com. Also, Chili's. If you like to eat at Chili's, you can get a $10 bonus gift card with any gift card purchase. This is a great way just to stock up for yourself. You buy a $50 Chili's gift card, you get a $10 bonus. Hey, buy a few and, you know, give out the $10 ones as gifts and, you know, get a meal for yourself. Also, you got the Gap. They've got just today, they've got an extra 40% off and free 3-day shipping on $75 and more. And you can also earn Gap cash if you spend at least $50. So if you combine all these together, they're going to pay you to take the stuff out of the store. It seems that way sometimes. So all of these great deals you'll find at the Queen of Cheap section in the Better Living section at DougStephan.com. Go get them, stock up for the holidays. Avoid the holiday rush to go shopping.
All right, so here's something for the holidays that Rich will appreciate.
Yeah.
It's called the E-Pint.
What?
The E-Pint.
Okay, an electronic pint of beer, I'm
assuming. Exactly. It can light up in the colors of your favorite football team. More crucially, it's linked to an app on your phone, able to automatically call you a cab when you reach a predetermined number of drinks. If you say, I can't handle more than four, it'll call a cab or Uber or something like that.
And don't forget, it glows in your team colors, too, so it looks cool. It does. You can set it to glow.
And by the way, it's dishwasher safe. This is something, and they, by the way, they've come up with this idea, but they don't have money to make it come true, so they're running a Kickstarter campaign.
Oh, okay, so you can't buy it yet.
Well, you can buy it if you contribute to Kickstarter. Go to Kickstarter, which is one of the great crowdfunding, like the Indiegogo, some of these other places, and look for E-Pint, the E-Pint. Richie, I thought that was quite something you'd maybe like to have.
Unfortunately, I don't drink enough anymore where I need to get
sad. Oh, yeah.
You're such a good boy.
Oh, such a good boy. Very good boy. We're raising good girls here on Good Day. It's 21 after the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Know this group. You will now, not necessarily because you think their music is cool, but because they are in the middle of the action in Paris. A band called Eagles of Death Metal.
I keep the LA to rock and roll. Along the way I have to sell my soul. I'm missing good, that's a big mistake. I really want to be LA.
They were playing at the Bataclan Concert Hall in Paris. That's where at least 100 of the people were killed during the attacks on the city. And so when you looked at that name, Eagles of Death Metal, I thought, ooh, that's not something that's going to... there's no good energy wrapped around that. But yeah, they sound like a really typical...
They're a pop band, though. Just a silly name.
Yeah. Anyway, a lot of people thought because they didn't know about this group, they played metal. It was a metal group like Metallica or something like that.
Yeah, one of those
heavy metals. Yeah, heavy metal. But no, that's not what they do. You can check out a lot of the stuff on Twitter that was explaining what, you know, some of the people on TV sounded pretty stupid when they were talking about them. Not that that's anything new. Some
and
people
that's
on radio.
New and different,
right, yeah.
I love watching the coverage on TV and these big events where
exactly.
Right.
Not news. So for fans of Eagles of Death Metal, the band's name is part of its charm. The two leaders of the group, Jesse Hughes. Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
we kind of have a rule with Eagles of Death Metal that it's a fun show. We want to bring everybody along and have some fun. But as the news spread across social media, as well as obviously the news outlets, when people saw the shoot 'em up at Bataclan, people knew they were being... they were playing there.
How do you handle this if you're them? Fame that comes with such a horrible tragedy.
Yeah.
How do you take that? I mean, at one thing, you know, you want to say, wow, we've finally got an opportunity, but how do you build on that?
And they had one of their crew members were killed also.
I was going to say, I think they were still locating the crew. true.
Yeah.
Yeah, the merchant, the guy who sells the merchandise, the t-shirts.
Yeah. He was out front. That's where the shoot 'em up was.
Yeah, he was out front. And a local New Orleans woman who's very well known here had been invited to the show by him. He was friends with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was shot in both legs. And she actually talked with UK media and said she basically died in her arms.
Now, I had heard they kind of dropped and ran, that they weren't sticking around because there was a stage door. Yeah,
they got right out the stage door.
Well, if you look at the video,
not that I blame them, yeah.
If you look at the video, like one of the guitarists like immediately bolted.
No, the drummer was gone. The
drummer and the guitarist. And then the lead guitarist, he was just still kind of like hanging out front, like I don't think he knew anything was wrong.
U2 announced that it had canceled the concert schedule for Saturday. It was supposed to be broadcast live on HBO. They said in the statement that it resolved to go ahead with a concert at an appropriate time, which would make a whole lot of sense, obviously. So both U2 and Eagles of Death Metal, both affected by the circumstances in Paris. The act of war, many people call it an act of war, and I think that's probably pretty appropriate. The French police, there have been some people arrested, I think, but isn't there something known about the lead in this? And
yeah, they had the mastermind, at least at the time they were arresting. That was just a few minutes ago, I think.
Yeah, he looks like Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck.
He does. If you see the picture that they're putting on the media of him, he's got this silly grin on his face with this stupid hat, and you're like, how could somebody so stupid looking pull this off?
Yeah. Well, some of these people came in on boats, too. They just come in with a migraine. Some of them, they're coastal. That's one of the things that nobody talks about, how easy it is to get into any country that has a coastline.
No, they're all coming through Belgium, which is...
And all open borders. And
it's easy to float across there, for sure. 28 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. A self-described psychic from Texas is suing the governor of New York for reward money that was offered during a high-profile manhunt last summer. In June, Governor Andrew Cuomo said that the state would pay $100,000 to anyone who provided information leading to the capture of two inmates who had escaped from a prison in upstate New York. The psychic claims he called the governor's office after that and provided information that helped locate the men. But in a rambling 31-page lawsuit, he can only point to vague opinions he gave, such as the inmates separating at some point and that the police were walking right by them. Let's be fair. I'm not usually one to make predictions, but there is one thing I can foretell in this case with absolute certainty. The taxpayers of New York are going to have to pay to defend this ridiculous lawsuit. A judge has allowed the case to proceed without requiring the man to pay the usual filing fee because, and I quote, the plaintiff has only about $80 in his bank account. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Pro Pure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. With the silver-infused Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one water filter, helps remove and reduce over 200 contaminants. Don't purchase just any filter claiming to be certified. Get the Pro 1G 2.0, the only gravity filter with NSF 42 certification. NSF, valued and recognized for independent certification worldwide. In addition, the Pro 1G P2.0 was independently tested to meet NSF-53 and P231 standards. ProPure, easy to assemble, easy to maintain, easy to clean filters. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Friedman Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's 33 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And we are about to delve into the world of automation, automotion, what makes your car go. With Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, I'm the Dougster, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler here. Ken, I don't think I've given you enough airtime today, frankly. The Facebook account has been very busy, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday. So you want to touch on three or four of the major areas that our listeners seem to want to comment about or seem to want to be close to?
Sure. One, of course, is the attacks in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
William says, it's shameful that some people are saying the French should do this on their own. I never thought we would become a country of weak-minded people. We have a pact with France and many other allies. If we are attacked, we expect help, too.
I haven't heard a lot of that, though.
I haven't either, but it's interesting that you...
I've seen it all over social media.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
saying that.
Yep.
Let French take care of themselves. Remember Freedom Fries.
Yeah. No, you don't want to get there.
Why not? They were funny.
Freedom Fries.
That was pretty funny. All right, what else, Kenny?
Steve says, how do you effectively bomb ISIS without killing civilians and creating new recruits?
That's the trouble. They've created that themselves. They know how they can create the situation. That's what happened in Iraq.
When they take over cities, though, typically they run out the people. They run the people out of town. That's why you have refugees.
All of the innocents are gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't know why.
So how are they getting trouble?
lot of them are.
What I want to know is, how have they gotten, by the European numbers, over 1,200 people from England, France, Germany, to go into the Middle East to get trained as ISIS, ISIM warriors, and then go back and try to screw up their own countries? How, where do they, how is it that bad where you are to think that that's the way
it's not a lot of these people are from Europe. I mean, it's not that bad.
Right, they can't get 1,200 people to fight for them on their own soil.
Yeah. Right.
Hi, Kenny, what else?
So much of it is brainwashing.
It is.
It is.
Paul says, saying ISIS represents all Muslims is like saying the Westboro Baptist Church represents all Christians.
Thank
That's
you.
A good point.
Thank
That's
you.
A very good point. Yep.
Yep.
Good point. Yep.
And Tucker says...
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
For those who don't remember who is in the Westboro Baptist Church, Rich would be happy to play for you a piece of audio that was recorded a number of years ago, and I this is one of my badges. I wear this badge proudly.
The
Reverend Fred Phelps
was
to be on the program. It was when they were first starting their foolishness, their shenanigans of going to funerals to protest, mostly servicemen, for their whole thing is the gay lifestyle, and so men who died. I mean, there was never, you couldn't figure out what they really were protesting, but you knew they were a bunch of nutbirds. His daughter is just as crazy as he was. He's dead now. But we had invited him, Kenny, I don't know if this was before your time or not, whether you got him to come
just before I got here.
No, it's Jack and I called him.
All right.
To get him on. But he hung up, so we called him back.
Yes.
Is this Reverend Phelps?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Doug Steffen. We, I guess we're somehow or other disconnected during the playing of some of the things from your website. Are you
ready
to go on here?
Somehow disconnected. You don't need me. You're just a loudmouth blasphemer who hates God and the Bible, and you want to use me as a punching bag. You have a nice day.
Sir, you don't know me at all.
There you go.
That was all polite.
He said you have a nice day.
He did say that. So anyway, the point that Kenny is making, or the listener,
God and the Bible,
that Kenny is making with the listener, is that this guy, and the fact that he called his church, it was a Baptist church, he's a Christian only in name. He certainly is not any Christian I'd recognize. And so the point being made here is one that has been made simplistically, and it doesn't need to have a lot of heavy lifting attached to it. It's a simple thought. Not all of the people that belong. I mean, for God's sakes, we can't, we're talking about America as a melting pot or a mosaic or whatever you want to call it. We have a hard time getting people to agree on what they saw at an accident. You know, you get 12 people at an accident and you have 12 different opinions. So when it comes to religion, when it comes to politics, that sort of, or the boss. If you're, you know, there are a lot of people who have good things. The boss is always a jerk, most people will tell you. And but there are different versions of why he or she may be a jerk. The same is true with the certain feelings about, almost, I mean, you can find the Mets, the Red Sox, the Patriots, the L.A. Kings. You know,
hey, those are fighting words.
You know what I'm talking about. So, anyway, I'm getting off on a tangent. So, Kenny, go ahead. But that one certainly tweaked our the moldy, oldy ideas in our mind. Go ahead.
Tucker says, you want to fix this? Pull out the old war plans for Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Mm-hmm. Don't need to use nukes. We have quite powerful conventional weapons now.
So why pull out the plans for Nagasaki?
That was like, the plan.
Yeah, that was. So do we just tell them we're about ready to bomb them? I mean, that's what they want. They want the world public opinion to turn against us. So let's say we knock off a million Syrians or whatever. I mean, nobody is ever, no one, even as crazy as some of these people are, no one will ever use the nuclear alternative unless they realize fully that when they do, it's the end of their life, the end of what they know, the end of everything.
So why do people still have this? Why do they still have the nuclear alternative?
That's a very good question, Roberta. We ought not.
The only thing I'd say, though, about that is with a group like ISIS, it's a little different because they're doing these crimes for God, so they don't care if they die. I think that's really true. I don't think you have to worry about Russia and China and using a nuke because they don't want to die. They have a will to live.
But they're not going to go at, they're not going to protect. If one of them uses it, then it won't be the end of the world. But if a big power uses it, then it is the end of the world. You know, that's okay. We're stuck on something that's so negative, I don't even want to stay there. Go ahead, Kenny. What else?
John says, we should send the Syrian refugees to Detroit. All those abandoned homes could be put to good use.
That was maybe something to be said for that. There's a lot of, not only in Detroit, you can find a lot of that same condition in Minneapolis, apparently. I had, since this whole thing blew up with the policeman, the two policemen shooting that guy over the weekend, I've paid, my sister lives outside of, my oldest sister lives outside of Minneapolis. I've been there once in my life, and I can't remember anything about it. There was just nothing that stayed in my mind. But in the last couple of days, I've started nosing around. Minneapolis is no great shakes. There's a lot of stuff going on there that's not unlike what you're talking about in Detroit. There's a lot of unemployment. The industry has gone away. And most of the people will tell you it's because they can't get workers, because the able-bodied workers are moving out of there because it's so damn cold. And nobody wants to live in Minnesota. And I say this lovingly to the people who listen to this program in the four or five states in Minnesota that are carrying it. If you stay there, you're older and you love the state. Nobody young, for the most part, lives in Minnesota. They just don't. So the companies are moving out to warmer climes. I mean, where do you think...
When I was just in Palm Springs last week, Canada is going to be empty.
Yeah.
Everybody in Canada comes down.
By the way,
to Southern California, the winter Florida.
Time? Absolutely. It's like a migration.
Yeah.
And by the way, Richie, if you go 400 miles above the border of Canada and America, you will find not a soul. The population of Canada is all within 400 miles of the border of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the fact, because it's so horrible to live in. Well, unless you're in Vancouver, British Columbia, those places, that's beautiful. Halifax isn't bad. Major cities are okay, but it's cold. And you notice, by the way, this weather pattern that's going across the country this week, there's wild, wild differences. My son told me, I think you did too, Jennifer, the other day, Kenny, it was as cold in California as it was here a couple of mornings. It was just like in the 40s.
Yeah, it was chilly. Now it's warming up. It's going to be 80 today.
Right.
Look at the population. When you have a couple of minutes today and you have nothing else to do, look at the population density map of Canada, and you are exactly right.
Yeah.
I mean, there is
nobody.
Nothing.
Nothing other than that.
Past about 300-400 miles.
Right. All right. So, Kenny, do you got one other that you want to pass along?
Sure. Paul says, it will take tossing out the conventional rules of engagement to annihilate ISIS. Our ground forces have really been restricted in Iraq and Afghanistan. Destroying ISIS on their turf would take a level of brutality that the U.S. military hasn't waged since World War II.
But they're brutal. Do you have to fight brutal with brutal? Ever see the movie Saving Private Ryan? And the brutality that was presented, Spielberg wanted to do that because he wanted to have a chance to show what World War II really was like, not the stuff that masked. You know, you have that old George Kennedy movie D-Day, not D-Day. What was the the great stars? When there were 12. If I go, I'm going to dig myself into a big hole because I can't remember. And it's been years since I saw it. But it was a World War II drama with all the big action stars, and they're blowing up some German.
The Dirty Dozen?
Dirty Dozen. Thank you, Kenny. Yes.
Good job, Kenny.
Wow. Thank God.
Wow.
We would have been here for hours.
Oh, we wouldn't have even been here for hours. I haven't seen that movie.
One?
That's one of those, like The Magnificent Seven. You haven't seen it for so long, but yet you know. You remember the stories. Hard to not remember the name Magnificent Seven, but Dirty Dozen.
We got to get you to let stuff go, though.
Thank you, Rich. I will tell you something.
You
what's going on in my house? Did I have that conversation on the air or off the air?
Off the air.
My house is, this next week is going to be mayhem here. Many of you have known that I've lived on this farm. I built this farm 78-79. So I've been here 37, 38 years, and I'm going to sell it. And so I'm going through...
That's my whole life.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Well, as much of my life is here, too. Going through their nooks and crannies.
This is where your children grew up.
My children grew up here. Charlotte lived here. You know, that kind of stuff. But there's too much of that. And so for a lot of reasons that I'm not going to discuss on the radio, it's time for me to sell this place and do something else. But in the meantime, to go and dig... I mean, I spent the last year, really... cleaning out things that have
Doug
been
is a hoarder. An emotional hoarder.
Yeah, well, not only...
I don't envy you.
Oh,
we were
God.
In our house for 26 years, yeah. And we had to be out in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, they're coming to stage the house today. So I've had the fireplace in between all the breaks. I'm going
to be a big fire.
I just have throwing things in there and cleaning it out.
So, my suggestion, Doug, just take out the things that you know you want, and once you stage the house, turn it over to one of those estate planning people.
Mm.
They come in and they sell everything for you, and you can't believe the job that they do in organizing stuff and selling it. It is amazing the job that these people do.
You know, Richie, that's one of the things that is really, other than finding a lot of things that are emotionally troubling, I'm looking at the setup I've got here that's been here since I came back in 1991. This studio has really, we've changed it, we built it differently, built it bigger, but I've been in the same confines, looking out the same window at the same stuff
since
1991.
And Doug doesn't throw a cable away.
No, so we
he just puts it in a box in the closet.
46 after on good day. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
60 Seconds to a Better Life. You're listening to Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith has some advice for young people. Mind your own business.
Live your own life. People spend so much time in vicarious living. You know, my neighbor in New York was Lindsay Lohan. How many millions of hours were spent people reading about Lindsay Lohan, and Lindsay got drunk and she had a car wreck? And to the degree you can get young people to focus on, what do I want to become? Who do I want to be? How can I live my own life and not get lost in the lives of movie stars, athletes, gossip?
Maureen's no dummy, and neither are her guests on Doing What Works. It's her goal to find people who are energetic, fun, and who know how to provide answers to life's problem areas. We're glad you could join us today. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow!
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
That is a pretty good breakfast. You're not even eating.
Whatever. I know what's up. Kath and I knew that Jenny had been partying a bit. Found out she tried heroin.
Most people don't know what to say about drugs, but we do. Visit us at drugfree.org. A message from the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids, where families find answers.
All right, let's get to something I was talking earlier with Dr. Ronald Hoffman about.
He loves Super Beats.
He does. Love Super Beats because they do what they say they're going to do. We were talking about some of the stuff, the platitudes around focusing on supplements that don't work. They do something that they promise to do, but they don't do. And one of them, one of the major bonuses of having this product on my program is that I get to take it. And so does everybody else, and we all know it does exactly what we do.
I took two shots yesterday.
Yeah, why? You had a bad day, slow day?
No, I just didn't sleep well the night before. I'm still kind of this jet lag thing.
Yeah.
So yesterday afternoon, I needed a second shot, and it just picked me right up.
Meredith, she came back from, she hasn't gotten over her trip back. Coming east from the west is harder.
It's really hard.
It doesn't bother me. I'm very fortunate. It doesn't bother me at all. But I know a lot of people who she's just dragging, and this Super Beats gives her a pickup, gives you a pickup. Get your day started. Your muscles use oxygen more efficiently when you are rejuvenating them. Your internal organs get more blood because the arteries are opened up. Nitric oxide from Super Beats and Neo 40. That's what does it. All natural. Perfect.
Makes sense.
Just makes a lot of sense. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats and Neo 40. Or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com to order them. 800-655-4183.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This year by air for the holidays. So we have Pauline Frommer here from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommers Travel Guide, to discuss and help you with some of the elements that are part of the traveling experience coming up next year on Good Day.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
All right, Pauline Frommer is here, an award-winning writer. She and her father, Arthur, have been traveling and writing about travel, famous people around the world. Frommers.com, the website, Frommer's Travel Guide, an important thing for you to check out. The focus on the Middle East and Europe and travel in general has people a little jittery. The essence of what you do when you're at the airport is something that a lot of the people stew. I say, well, okay, my flight's late. Why? Yeah, because they don't understand travel particularly. Most of the people who travel don't travel as much as you do. I am a traveler, so it doesn't much bother me. Nothing does. But I do become a little, I become unhappy when I'm around people who don't know what to make of certain things that are part of the traveling routine, right? The number of people traveling.
Yeah, you know, that's going to happen much more often over the holiday period because you have so many people who have never been through a security line before or haven't for a couple of years. And so they're wearing massive belt buckles and they don't need know they have to take off their shoes. So for the holiday season in particular, they're expecting record numbers, 25.3 million people flying, especially on November 25th, 29th, and 30th. Those are going to be the ugliest days.
Wednesday,
so you want to
Sunday,
give yourself
Monday.
Extra time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So
give yourself extra time at the airport.
What are you seeing or experiencing because of what's happened in the last week or so to the so-called enhanced security measures at the airport? Will this slow people down? Is this something that's part of the new experience, or will we even notice that there's a change?
Well, I think if you're flying over the holidays, you're going to notice that it's more crowded and more difficult to get through. In terms of the enhanced security procedures, luckily, right before this happened, the TSA made some changes to how they were dealing with flyers who have those the pre-check folks.
Right.
They're expanding that program. There are a lot more people in it.
Yeah.
And so that was just luck. They didn't see this coming down the road. So they're putting in enhanced security procedures, but because they're dealing with a large group of travelers who've been pre-checked in a better way, I think the impact of that isn't as bad as it could have been.
Yeah, I find myself, most of the time I'm in TSA pre-check, and it is much easier. I'm a big complainer about the TSA. I think they're horribly run and nonsensical, a bunch of nincompoops, most of them.
Well, they're mostly underfunded, too. It's hard to get good people when you don't give them any money.
Yeah,
I mean, you're not going to get people of a high education when you pay that little.
No, and so
it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Right, it is. It's a conundrum here. And whether we need as much security, the general rule of thumb when people, the old story about the grandmother who is harassed by some TSA agent or some young person that you know isn't a part of anything, it becomes more annoying than anything else. So you'd like to think that they could make it better, and let's keep our fingers crossed for that. All right, so check out the advice you get at Frommers.com, and if you're interested in some of the places to go to visit next year, they've listed them in the Frommers Travel Guide, Great Places to Go, the top 20 places to go in 2016. Pauline Frommer on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.